Welcome to the pulse of the people. The heartbeat is strong. Dr. Ron's got the wisdom where insight belongs. Politics, finances, break it down with ease. He's the voice of solutions, the one who believes. Tommy Grayson's here, shining bright in the scene. With entertainment, authors, and small biz dreams. She's a spark of the community, lifting us high. Where creativity flows and passions never die. It's the pulse of the people, the rhythm, the groove. SKST and SG got the power to move. With voices united, we're setting the tone. Tune in, be inspired, it's your life that's your own. Elder Willie Brown's got the mic in his hand. Community news from the streets of the land. He's your neighbor, your friendly JOC. Breaking it down, bringing unity. We're a trio of passion, a powerhouse blend. Voices of the people from start to the end. Engaging conversations, we're real, we're bold. With stories to tell.
Well, 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 welcome to another episode of Pulse of the People podcast with me, Cammie Grayson, and my co-host.
Hey, Dr. Ron of the Dr. Ron Investigate Show.
There you go.
On Tuesdays.
And my other co-host over there.
Your community champion, W.C. Brown. Hello.
All right, watch the road. Don't roll off the road. So today is just one of our days just to catch up since we took off a week, right? And so we had a lot going on, and we've been rocking and rolling, right? We've been having some fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Ron, let's catch up with you first.
Well, I'm ready. I had to take care of some business down south, so I'm back. And I'm ready to get into my spiel right now, if I can.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm going to call this boots on the ground and, you know, cowboy up, all that good stuff. And I want to call this what you need to do now and what you need to do later. So in these, I would say, turbulent economic times, mm-hmm. You have people, I call it self-inflicted with the tariffs, mm-hmm. And you have uncertainty in our economy. There's two things that I feel that you need to do. First, I call it a flex plan. Most people call it have an emergency plan. And, you know, most financial planners tell you that you need to have 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. Okay, in this situation, I think you need to, you know, kind of trim that down. It all depends on your income level. Mm-hmm. But I feel that you need to have at least $250 to $750 that you get your hands on, just in case if the car needs tires, break down, mm-hmm. or other medical bills, et cetera, et cetera. You need to have that money on hand. So I think if you can't do $1,000, $2,000 or plus, at least have $250 that you can actually do that. Because you don't want to start using your credit card to
pay for
those type things. So that's what you need to set up now. So I don't like to use the term emergency fund. You know, I don't like to use it. So I call it your flex plan or your fighting plan.
Okay.
That's what you need to do now. Later, you need to start creating your will or trust.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk about the difference between, and we're talking about upon your passing, death and taxes is going to happen. You know, those two things you won't have to worry about if is when. So it's going to be a transfer of wealth. So doing a will, it is a court process, which is called probate. And it's the final decision is really up to the judge. You will assign a executor to handle the property to distribute your, you know, pay off the creditors, financial institutions, and all that thing. Okay. But the problem I feel is that all this is public record. Mm-hmm. So all your creditors will actually, you'll be exposed to all
everything.
Your financial
information. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I recommend that you do a trust. You assign a grantor, you assign a trustee that you could transfer all your property into the trust. You avoid probate. There's no court process. And upon your death, the grantor will settle all your affairs through your beneficiaries. It goes directly to your beneficiary.
Okay.
There is no public record. So that's my boots on the ground, cowboy up edition.
I love it.
Some of the things that you need to do now and some of the things that you can wait till later.
Okay, I love it. Okay, so you guys, you know, just check out Dr. Ron's show. If you have not taken the time to go to his TikToks or his YouTube pages, you need to take the time to go to that because he's giving you valuable information that you go to school for. You know, so just check out the free.
Well, actually, it's not even taught in school.
See, there you go. And so you're getting free advice and information from Dr. Ron if you go to his YouTube page or his TikTok page. He has anywhere from, when he's on live, he has anywhere from 100,000 people on his live. So you guys need to follow him and take care of that. So, okay, my other co-host over here, rolling. What you got, community leader?
All I can say is, where them fans at? Where them fans at?
I know, right?
But listen, guys, I'm on the road. We got a big event tonight. One of the fellows, we call the Global United Fellowship. They're having their Virginia State Convention tonight and tomorrow and a breakfast on Saturday. Wow. So we're going to be singing tonight. So
right.
I should have been there. But what I want to bring to you guys while I'm driving is, again, and this DE school board has gone a third time whether they're going to suspend it. So, of course, we had, we had everybody knew about it. They didn't know about it the first time without the public's knowledge or input. So, of course, the second time we rallied over 100 people, they spoke, and they still basically voted to keep it. But they have a lawyer for the school board that said, well, you know, there's a 5-5 vote. Somebody needed to break the tie, and one school board member was not in attendance. So, actually, they could not go through with that. Well, again, last night, when he showed up and they decided to go ahead and to continue the suspension of the DEI. So the vote was 6-5. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I'm being very vocal and telling everybody to let these members know that this is our thing. We will remember in November when it's your time to run. So I'm going to be putting up the names of the school board members who voted to suspend DEI so we can put them on blast.
Oh, wow.
They did not even research all the programs that are going to be affected by the suspension of DEI, you know, and I just say, Virginia Beach school board members, you're a bunch of cowards. And I will scream that from the rafters. So we're going to be putting together a very peaceful initiative, a peaceful protest to let them know that, you know, falling into the trap of the administration, yes, the Trump administration, is not beneficial and is very detrimental to not only our children, but to the parents as well. It really doesn't affect, you know, we got a lot of parents that do homeschooling. Doesn't affect them as much, but it still has some residual effect on even them. So this is not the time, folk, to be silent. We have this, you know, and I'm going to be talking about this in future shows. We have these major elections coming up. You know, we've got, you know, Winsom, the current lieutenant governor, Republican, running on the campaign of, you know, being here from Jamaica, first generation American, you know, being a grandmother, being a Marine, you know, who follows all of this current governor's policies.
Right.
And then you have Abigail Spanberger, who is the Democratic candidate, now who's coming under fire for basically not agreeing to the work right to work here in Virginia. So some of the people in the own party. So, you know, it just boggles my mind that most of the problems that we have in politics are the people who are in politics and the infighting of all the members. You know, I had a teacher telling me she wanted to go to take her class to Washington, D.C. to see how our government works. And I said, lady, please don't take them to D.C. because all you're going to learn, all those children are going to learn what dysfunction looks like.
Right.
They're going to learn what it means not to get along because you're not on the same mindset or the same party.
Right.
So that would be just a wasted trip, you know. But if you want to see dysfunction, then take them up there. You know what I'm saying? Right. So anyway, that's about it. We got a great event coming up this Saturday. It's going to be on Church Street between East Brambleton and Church Street in a big field. And it's a power of prayer and praise. And it's a homeless event. We don't call them homeless. We call them our guests. And it's going to be going on from 1 to 4. And Dr. Ron, I invite you on to come on out, the choir to come out. You know, we're going to be singing. We're going to be praying. There's going to be a prayer. There's going to be a prayer chair. I'm going to put the flyer out so everybody can see it. And this is, like, I think, the third year that we've done this. And we're going to be giving out food, you know, hot dogs and chips and drinks and things like that, and clothes. So a lot of things like that. And it's from the Hope Foundation with Regina Darden. So we'll be there. So it's in that big open field, not too far from the Martin Luther King Monument. So the field is between East Brambleton and Church Street. And it's the gardens. That's basically about the community gardens.
Okay.
There from one to four on Saturday. And I'll be out there with my music, my sound, and we'll have a stage. And it's going to be a great event. And please tell everybody to come out. And so we got some other big events coming up, so you'll be hearing about that soon coming up.
All right. And don't forget to post a flyer for us so we can help get the word out for you.
Yep, I sure will. All right.
I got one question. You get out the car. Who's driving?
Who's driving?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Jesus, take the wheel.
He took the wheel. I'm actually parked.
Tell me you got a car that drives itself. That's what it was.
Yeah,
right?
You know, it's AI. That's what it is, AI.
That's my AI for the day.
Yeah, AI. I use a black screen, you know, that everything's going on.
Gotcha. Okay. I feel a little bit better now.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting.
Well, thank you, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. All right, and keep them boots to the ground, because where them fans at? All right, we'll see you guys next. We'll see you guys next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Ron. All right, that was fun.
Yes.
A little scary because I saw his hand go up twice, more than twice.
Yeah, but he was smooth with it.
He was smooth with it, but yeah, there was no hands on the steering wheel, and I wasn't a passenger driver, but I was in the green room driver at that point.
I think he has done this before.
I'm sure. So that, you know, I'm glad God watches over people like that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, guys. So, you know, that's my turn. And I'm excited about what we've been doing over here at SKST Radio. We've been marketing and we've been trying to get our name out. And, you know, when you guys see this, you see this little symbol, you know it's us, and you know that we're working really, really hard to try to bring you good content. We're trying to bring you new podcasters. We're trying to bring you space that you can do your podcast in or your radio show in, that's safe, nice environment, great experience. Yes. So that's what we're all about. And we decided to take it to TV today.
Yes.
It was fun.
It was.
It was fun. So let's see if T-Nice can roll that footage for us today.
Can't wait to share it with you.
Guests are part of a company helping launch podcast talent. They help train and nurture future talent, whether it be hosting, content development, or post-production. This segment is sponsored by SKST Radio Network. Cammy Grayson is the CEO and marketing director. Ron Smith is the general manager. And Audra Bell is the podcast host. They join us now with more. Welcome to Anthe Road Show. It's good to have you guys here.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
You are the inspiration of our buzz topic today. Podcasts are so popular, and everybody wants to have their own show, but how do you do it? That's what you guys do.
Exactly.
Tell us about SKST Radio.
So SKST Radio started in 2022. And we've been actually just teaching people how to podcast, you know, the right way, the correct way, had radio background. So we incorporated radio background into the actual podcasting. So back in the Block Talk Radio days, and we brought it to life. And now we teach, we engineer, we do everything.
You do everything. Ron, take it one step further. Talk about, you know, because people, like I say, ask all the time, hey, can you help me develop? I'm like, no, it's a lot to it. You guys have everything at your disposal, right?
Yes. Most people have a story.
I like that.
You're a prophet, nonprofit, entertainer, author, we can help you get that information out. And whether you have experience or not, doesn't matter. We could show you the ropes. Most people come in shy, you know, thinking basically this is a massive undertaking, but we take the time to show you basically how to actually get started.
You walk them through the steps, and the next thing you know, they're stars. Audra, talk about what it takes to be a podcast person, and it takes a team, because you guys are the team, then they're the talent, right? How does that work?
Correct. It definitely takes a team. Because when we first started, man, and Decal, we actually didn't know which way we were going with the podcast. But, you know, when Cammy and Ron, they helped us out a whole lot. You know, they showed us the way to go and, you know, the things to do to actually be successful. And, you know, SKST is a wonderful place to work. They'll help you. They'll show you. I mean, it's so many things that people don't know about, you know, podcasts, you know, because they do it from, I guess, home. But it's different when you go to the actual studio. It definitely makes a difference, and people look at you different. You know, I guess perception is everything, because when you see something and it's coming out of your garage or something, you wouldn't, you know, take it the same as you would as yourself, like being on TV.
It's professional.
Yes,
that's what you do. You offer professional services. Mm-hmm. If somebody has an idea for a podcast, they just don't know how to do it. That's where you guys come
in,
right?
That's where we come in.
Mm-hmm. Talk about what they need to know when they have that idea.
When you have that idea, you just need to be confident in yourself, first of all. So you want to make it come to fruition, then you come to us, we talk to you, we'll walk you through it, we'll do a little counseling, we'll try to motivate you. If you really want to do it but not sure you want to do it, we give you the opportunity to see our podcasters. We have like 9 podcasters signed up with us right now. We give you that opportunity to go into the studio and get that look and feel comfortable and welcome. And that's our main thing.
And Ron, it seems like there's so many podcasts out there. Is now a good time to start a new podcast? Because if you find your niche, you're in, right?
It's a perfect time because, you know, I personally do personal financial literacy and personal finance. But, you know, I've seen people do from accounting, CPA, AB does a reality show. I mean, because he does a lot of entertainment. So there is no limit to what you can actually do. If you feel that basically you want a message to get out there and you want to have fun, we can show you how to do it.
So just get in touch with SKST Radio Network, and that's as simple as that.
Simple as that. Contact us. You can contact us at skstbooking@gmail.com. Set up your appointment. We'll give you a tour of the studio. We'll make it happen for you.
Love the sound of that. Excellent stuff. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on HRS.
Thank you so much for having us.
This segment is sponsored by SKST Radio Network. They're located at 5245 Cleveland Street, Suite 209. That's in Virginia Beach. Call today. Get a free 15-minute podcast consultation. That number, 757-391-4352. Or visit them online, skstradio.com.
All right. That was pretty good.
All right.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
she nailed it.
No, I was nervous. You know, it's like I can always do stuff for the other people, but when it comes to something, you know, my baby or whatever, I get shy. I don't know why. So
she don't want to pat herself on the back, so I'll do it for her.
Oh, how sweet. So guys, that's going to wrap up our show for today. I hope you enjoyed the interview. We got more things coming. We got new shows that we're hatching out. Very excited.
Yes.
Very excited. And for those who are tuned in right now, catch us in a few minutes at 7 o'clock. I have a special guest that's going to be talking about his book. I'm very excited. Woo! All right, guys. Until next week, SKST Radio.
Peace.